Today on Beacon Hill, marijuana returns to the spotlight. State lawmakers have already delayed implementation of some parts of a new state law legalizing recreational pot, including the opening of retail outlets. Today, the legislature's newest committee, the Joint Committee on Marijuana Policy, holds its first public hearing. Before it are dozens of bills to further alter the law, which was passed by voters in November. WBUR's Steve Brown has looked over all the proposals and joins us this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So there are 44 bills before the committee, as I understand it, that show a wide range of viewpoints on marijuana. They range from minor tweaks to the new law to an outright repeal of it. Why don't you start by telling us first about the proposals regarding the new marijuana regulatory board created by the law, which is called the Cannabis Control Commission.
Well, Bob, as it stands now, it's a three-member commission with all of those members appointed by the state treasurer. The CCC must issue licenses and set policy. It pretty much mirrors the state's Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission that has had the authority over the state's liquor industry for years. State Treasurer Deb Goldberg says she likes this setup. There's one bill that would just put the marijuana industry under the ABCC as well. Another one, which might have some traction, would set up the CCC more like the State Gaming Commission, expanding the board to five members, with one appointed by the governor who would have an expertise in public health and substance abuse prevention. Another appointee would be appointed by the Attorney General with experience in criminal investigations and law enforcement. And another appointee would be appointed by the Treasurer, specializing in licensing and marijuana regulations. The two other commissioners would be selected by a majority vote of the Governor, Treasurer, and AG. And those commissioners would have experience in agriculture and environmental matters.
All right. Another area of interest to some lawmakers is marijuana advertising and packaging. What are they looking into?
Well, under one bill, as far as direct advertising is concerned, consumers would have to opt in to receive mailings and other advertisements for marijuana. Signage on marijuana establishments would have to be, quote, reasonable, and you'd have to confirm that you are at least 21 years of age before going on a website for a marijuana-related business. As far as packaging is concerned, one bill would require that the markings on a package include a clear and distinguished symbol or other easily recognizable mark indicating that the package contains marijuana. Another bill is more prescriptive, spelling out that the packaging would have to be opaque, colored gray, be child-resistant, and not have any cartoon characters or bright colors. It would also require the identification of the marijuana cultivator and the marijuana product manufacturer, a listing of the number of servings, and a best buy date.
Well, why do lawmakers feel they need to make changes to the state law?
The legislature wants to be heard now rather than later, and they want to have this input enshrined in law instead of simply in regulation. Senator Jason Lewis of Winchester has sponsored more than a quarter of the bills being heard today. He told me that there is a role for regulators as well as for lawmakers.
There are a number of issues that were not addressed by the ballot question. Some of the public health issues around prevention and education, around the how we deal with edibles, how we deal with drug driving, and there are some aspects of the ballot question where I've suggested some possible changes that I think would strengthen both public health and public safety.
Steve Brown, on the other side, proponents of the marijuana law passed by voters say these fixes and changes aren't needed. Tell us about that.
Well, their position is to let the law play out as it's written. Fund the Cannabis Control Commission, let it do its work. Let the CCC come before the legislature after it's named, and then offer its expert recommendations as to what sort of laws are needed. Jim Borgasani of the Yes on 4 Coalition says a false narrative has emerged on Beacon Hill that these fixes are needed. He says the law as written is fine as it is.
It is a carefully written and researched measure that creates a regulatory body and gives that body full authority to write all rules regarding product safety, packaging, labeling, security, signage, and all other aspects of the new industry.
Steve Brown, what about the money question, the calls to increase the state tax on marijuana? Is the committee going to take that up?
Not as of yet. They will eventually. None of the 44 bills currently assigned to the committee address the tax, which many agree is set very low. I expect language raising what is now a 3.75% excise tax on recreational marijuana sales. That'll be filed probably later.
All right, so there's the hearing today, and then additional ones on the next three Mondays. Then what?
I expect the committee and the staff, after hearing what people have to say, try to draft an omnibus marijuana bill with some of the features of these bills. They'll possibly address the taxation issue as well, and they hope to have all of this wrapped up by July 1st.
Okay, Steve Brown will be following all of that. WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Bob.